Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Thanks for choosing WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara with a check of news on this Monday morning at 4 after 9. U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says he's not concerned about the impact on the November election of the guilty verdict in former President Donald Trump's trial. During a visit to Peoria on Saturday, Johnson says the Trump campaign saw record numbers of donations after the verdict was announced.
These are low-dollar donors online, but a vast number of people who are giving for the first time because they're motivated. So I think this backfires fantastically on the Democrat Party.
Johnson says he anticipates an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Trump verdict. Johnson also says he believes the Republican Party will flip a blue district in central Illinois this November with Republican candidate Joe McGraw. The retired judge faces freshman Democrat Eric Sorensen for the seat. Johnson calls Sorensen a, quote, radical leftist.
I think they're going to look for somebody who is a grown-up to represent them, somebody who has a great resume and will be a great leader, and I think will represent the real interests and the values of the people of a district.
Sorensen previously won in the 17th by a 52-48 margin. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today, partly sunny with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 85. Overnight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms at a low of 67. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 40% chance of precipitation, high near 84. Today on Think, with Caitlin Clark making headlines in the WNBA, money in women's sports is a hot topic. Journalist Michaela McKenzie talks about the fight for equality on and off the playing field. That's at noon today on Think on WVIK.